Can anyone believe it is possible to lay down such a large number of poisons on the surface of the earth without making it unfit for all life? They should not be called insecticides, but biocides. The whole process of spraying seems caught up in an endless spiral. This has happened because insects, in Darwin's principle of the survival of the fittest, have evolved super races immune to the particular insecticide used. Hence, a deadlier one has always to be developed, and then a deadlier one than that. It has happened also because destructive insects often undergo a flareback, or resurgence, after spraying, in numbers greater than before. Thus, the chemical war is never won, and all life is caught in its violent crossfire. How could intelligent beings seek to control a few unwanted species by a method that contaminated the entire environment and brought the threat of disease and death even to their own kind? Yet, this is precisely what we have done. All this is not to say there is no insect problem and no need of control. I am saying rather that control must be geared to realities, and that the methods employed must be such that they do not destroy us along with the insects. Under primitive agricultural conditions, the farmer had few insect problems. Nature has introduced great variety into the landscape and holds the species within bounds by the built-in checks and balances.